Welcome, everybody. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. Happy hump day. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. On Wednesdays, whenever we can, we like to bring you a little segment we call Broad Appeal because it is filled with fabulous broads, and I mean that in a deeply reverential, respectful way, and because amazing female elected officials, candidates, political leaders, and ladies that talk politics have broad appeal because we care about what's going on in our families and in our communities. I've got two fabulous broads with me this afternoon. Two Kristens, as a matter of fact, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who often co-hosts this segment with me. Hello, Kristen. Welcome back. Lovely to have you.
Hello, my friend. Thank you for doing this.
Yes, and we are super excited to be joined by our good friend and yours, Senator Kristen Dostler-Alfheim, as well. Welcome back to the show, Chris. Great to see you.
Love showing up. You're my favorite broad on primetime radio in the evenings.
Yay! I might be the only broad on primetime radio in the evenings.
If there were, if there were 100, you'd still be my favorite.
Bless you for that, my friend.
Word.
There are two things that are happening simultaneously, both here in our state and in Washington, D.C., and the parallels between them are simply breathtaking in terms of the real existential threats that the MAGA regime, both here in Wisconsin and nationally, as the leadership in Washington, D.C., is moving forward, the real threats that they pose to working families and our own communities on a very day-to-day basis. Are we okay? Sense of things. We look to Washington, D.C., we see a budget, a brutal budget bill, not a big, beautiful, a big, brutal budget bill that will absolutely decimate families, potentially shoving 18 million kids off their school lunch programs, 14 million people off of Medicaid. It's going to bankrupt families. It will leave people hungrier, sicker, with less insurance, less economic security, more likely to go bankrupt. It's just bad. All for what? To give 100 billionaires and millionaires and mega corporations more tax cuts. We turn and look at the biennial budget debate that's occurring here in our home state, and we see Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee striking out provision after provision in Governor Evers' proposed budget for things that middle-class families absolutely need. Perhaps the one that pops to the front of the list or the front of the mind, if you will, is the refusal of the MAGA regime here in Wisconsin to re-up the supports for affordable childcare, which basically everybody I know needs here in Wisconsin. I wanted to start very briefly, Senator Alfheim, with a little sound from Capitol Hill that started this morning at 1 a.m. and the debate is still ongoing. This is Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. And Jacob, this is gonna be cut 33. He's talking about the impacts of the big brutal bill that Donald Trump is trying to cram down Congress's throat. Let's take a listen.
As Democrats, we are ready to work in a bipartisan manner to address these challenges, but we will never support any Republican effort to rip away healthcare from the American people. This GOP tax scam will force nearly 14 million people to lose their health coverage and cause millions more to pay higher co-pays, premiums, and deductibles. Hospitals will close, nursing homes will shut down, and people will die in all of your districts.
Damn. Senator Alfheim, I want to ask you, we're looking at a similarly devastating cut to childcare in this state. We're going to have childcare deserts. Some estimates are looking at the number of childcare providers being slashed in half in many counties, averaging at least a cut of somewhere between 25 to 30% across the state. It's going to explode the cost of healthcare, of childcare for so many families. Is this what people voted for? Why is this permissible? Why is this even being put forward by the MAGA regime in D.C. and here in Wisconsin?
I don't know. I truly don't get it either. I mean, we are in this never-ending battle of what is needed and what is not. And depending on who you're speaking to, you'll hear different answers. So apparently our Republican friends, our majority friends, have the opinion that childcare is just not needed. And healthcare for children and disabled people and elderly is just not needed. And after all, we could reduce our taxes. Now, there is a reality that we always have to be mindful of our budget. We have to be mindful of our debt. I think it's perfectly acceptable to say there is some fiscal responsibility that must go on. But we don't realize that the spending is not up. It's that the revenue is down. That's the issue. I teach estate planning once a month with an elder law attorney in my world. And last night, I just did a show. In 1999, in Wisconsin, we had a death tax. Anybody that passed away as a single or as a couple, I think the couple number was roughly 1.3 million. Anybody that died with more than 1.3 million as a couple in Wisconsin had to kick back 8% in estate taxes to the state of Wisconsin. On a federal level, the exemption was the same. Anything over roughly $1.3 million was 36%. Was given back to the federal government in taxes. 25 years later, we have no estate tax in Wisconsin whatsoever. And at a federal level, you'd have to have more than $26 million before you pay a nickel. Now, all of that is to be said. Most people, 99% of the planet, even in 1999, were not paying that. But it was a way to reshuffle back into the bucket. That's just one example of the dollars from the ultra wealthy that are no longer coming in. It's astounding to me how we can continue to have the conversation about, heaven forbid, we talk about raising any tax, and the Republicans continue to run on the fact that we have to just cut taxes, cut spending so we can cut taxes. Taxes in the upper tax brackets, and I'm talking the really, really wealthy, the making more than $1 million a year, the billions of dollars in bank, they have the lowest tax rates they've ever had in history. So we don't have a bottom of the bucket problem with spending. We have a top of the bucket issue with no longer funding the world around us. That's the problem. And middle America needs to realize that they are in the bottom of the bucket. All of us are in the bottom of the bucket. We can't even smell what actual wealth smells like. And we have to be able to help people realize these changes will affect kitchen tables. Of every kitchen table within arm's reach, whether it's you losing benefits, whether it's your children not having daycare, whether you have to step away from a job to take care of your kids, whether your parents can't afford to retire because the cost of Medicare and the expenses are going up, or whether you're disabled, children, adults, I don't care what it is, every household will feel this pain. And all we can do is hope that the rational people start to hear the entire conversation, start to hear it, and help us make better decisions.
You are so right. And data just recently released by the Congressional Budget Office shows that the people who are going to lose are the lowest decile, the lowest 10% of wage earners, and the people that are going to win big are the highest decile, the richest people. This is going to have a profound impact on the most vulnerable people. And, you know, I think about childcare, and actually that's what my show this weekend on Civic Media is going to be all about, is childcare in Sheboygan. We talked to Mayor Ryan Sorensen, we talked to an alder, a school board member, and a childcare provider from four different perspectives approaching the childcare issue. Providers of childcare are struggling to get by. Do you know what the average wages for a childcare provider in Wisconsin right now? It's like $10 to $13 an hour. You can make more working at Target than you can with a bachelor's degree taking care of our youngest people in the state, people who are vulnerable, people who are putting together those building blocks that will determine who they become for the rest of their lives. And childcare, people who need it are suffering and sacrificing to be able to find childcare. It's unaffordable. So what's been bridging that gap, childcare counts, has been a lifesaver. And when that goes away in June, up to 70% of childcare providers in rural parts of Wisconsin could close. 70% in places like Oconto, where it's already a crisis, where it's keeping people out of the workforce. And that has a giant impact on the economy of these small towns and on the future of every single person who lives there.
Folks, that's Dr. Kristen Lierley. She joins me on Wednesdays to host a segment we call Broad Appeal, elevating women's voices in politics, because we see both trees and forest, which is incredibly important. We're joined as our special guest by Senator Chris Dassler-Alfheim. We're talking about what is actually important to families and the disconnect between the values that I hear people talk about in the grocery store, at my place of worship, when I'm hanging out at an adult beverage selling establishment. The things that people say are their values, I am not seeing getting put into place by elected leaders from the MAGA regime. There is this massive dislocation, right? And it seems to me that a lot of MAGA electeds will say the things that they have to say, right? Like, I'm pro-worker, I'm pro-family, family. And then they will immediately go enact a big, brutal budget bill or a biannual budget that does exactly the opposite, and people still tend to vote for them. We know that part of the solution is trying to have these really open and honest conversations to not get distracted by all the noise. We know that part of the solution is in fairer maps so that all elected officials, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are actually accountable to their voters instead of being able to waltz in to easy wins for decades and decades. We know all of those things. I am curious, and I have always resisted the cynical sort of reductivist place where, gee whiz, is it really the case that Republicans seizing multiple levers of power basically get to do what they want, right? Break things. And that, by effectively Republicans getting so much of what they want, they actually enact these anti-family, anti-working people policies to a degree that the pain is so widespread that people are eventually able to take off their rose-colored glasses and see things as they actually are. I fear that we may be walking right up to that moment in our country where people will be feeling pain. One of the, we've been talking about generally what can be termed the care economy, right? Whether we're talking about childcare or, for example, I think, Dr. Lierley, you mentioned elder care. Mm-hmm. Medicaid, nursing homes, anyone here? It's like
70%.
Yes, this massive proportion. Where are those people going to go when they're kicked off of Medicaid? Who will be caring for them? Everyone is going to feel this pain. I'm wondering, what happens between now and that pain point? And then how do we help build bridges and not alienate folks that may have been supportive of the MAGA regime and say, hey, there's a place for you here. There's a place in this movement. We can do better and we want to do that together. I want to talk about bridging that gap and how we need to talk with our neighbors and friends to make it better for all of us and to push back on this, frankly, billionaire agenda that won't benefit anybody but the tech bros and the oligarchs right here in the U.S.